Dean Heights, Paul again.
Hey, Paul.
Sorry for having to do that. I had to take that call. I've been trying to reach this person for a couple of days, and it's just like, you know, Murphy's Law.
All good.
I guess.
No problem.
Anyway, you were talking about the Mexico operation and the commissions.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to recognize revenue on both sides of the ball. So we're calling it telemarketing expense here, the money that we sent to the Mexican entity. And that way the Mexican entity kind of counts it as revenue, and then we also still count it as revenue, as opposed to using it as a cost of sales, right? We're calling it a telemarketing expense, basically kind of a marketing expense.
Yeah, you're calling it a marketing expense, but you used the word revenue a second ago, so that's throwing me off. You said it's also revenue here.
Revenue on the Mexico side. So it's going to be revenue
right.
For us that's offset by telemarketing expense, and on the Mexico side, it's revenue offset by whatever the expenses are for running that call center.
Okay. All right. So for you, it's basically in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In and out less 10% that's, you know, reserved for commissions paid out to reps on those deals.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Any issue with thinking of it like that?
No, I don't. On the surface of it, I don't see any. You know, I think as long as there's no problem paying money to a Mexico, is this a Mexico entity or a Nevada entity?
No, it's a Nevada entity.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. So then, no, I don't see any problems at all.
Yep. And then the Nevada entity is being invoiced by the Mexican company, which is unrelated and not owned by us,
okay,
for its services. So.
All right. Then I don't. Certainly from your standpoint, I don't see any problem there then.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
That's that.
Okie doke.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.